Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Susie Larson Live. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of. Welcome to Susie Larson Live. Always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, a few years ago, I spoke at a conference where my guest today led worship, and we became fast friends. Becca Shea joins me today to share her music and the stories behind the songs. Her music is absolutely soulful, and her heart is just beautiful. We'll get her on in just a moment. Just a quick announcement. If you've not ever spent time on our website, I invite you to do so, because we publish new content there every single day. There are blog posts that speak to all kinds of issues and topics, and there are podcasts from past live shows. So once our live shows are over, they go up to podcast, and wow, we've got some amazing guests we've had on recently. You can check it all out on our website at myfaithradio.com. All right. Let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Becca Shea is a two-time Dove Award nominee, winning multiple other awards as well. She's accumulated several top 10 Billboard chart radio hits. Her music has been featured in multiple award-winning TV shows and commercials. She's amassed more than 12 million streams and populated more than 30 million views on YouTube. She often says that when you see yourself the way God sees you, that's the beginning of freedom. She works alongside her husband, Jack Shockley, who works as her music producer and manager. They've got three beautiful young daughters, Joy, Grace, and Hope. Their family currently lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and I love this girl. Becca, welcome to the program.
Oh, I love you too so much. Oh, I've been looking forward to this time.
I have as well. I just can't wait for our friends to hear your music and your heart behind your songs. And before we get into that, Becca, we love to start every day talking scripture. And I wonder if there's a passage you've been thinking about you can share with us.
Oh, yeah. I love God's word so much. So that's like a mind-blowing question. But just to think of what's on my heart right at this very moment, I'm thinking of a scripture in 2 Corinthians that tells us how His grace is so sufficient for us and how His power is so made perfect through our weakness. And that's been on my heart, and just thinking about, you know, the times when we just don't feel strong and we don't feel full, you know, He is always, always sufficient and always strong and always enough. And for us to be able to be okay and be real with the weak parts of us, His power is displayed. I really believe that when we're pressed and we're going through the things, that's when His anointing is most revealed and known. So, I was just thinking about that today.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Becca. And, you know, you're someone, as I've known you for a few years now, that is always pouring into everybody else. And you actually often, I mean, I don't know if I've even ever seen you down or under it, but I see you being so attentive to people around you and their needs. What do you do when you get down?
I have to often encourage myself, because I think many times I put off, you know, that I'm strong. And most of that is because, you know, a lot of times when I reflect the strength that I do, it's because it's the very strength that I need. I mean, every ounce of strength I have is from Him and because of Him. And so I need it. So I just reflect that, you know. But, you know, when there's times when I'm actually going through the weaker moments, I realized a lot of times too, when we're giving to others and we're more attentive to others, that actually takes the weight off of ourselves. And it actually helps me to feel stronger. I mean, it's such an easy fix. It's like the cure. Like, if I'm discouraged, I just like reach out and start encouraging my friends. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh man, that was awesome. You know? Yeah. And you'll find many times that people are going through way worse than you're going through. And then it just becomes this beautiful thing.
Boy, that's just precious. Give us a little backstory, if you would, on your faith journey and when it really became your own, Becca.
Oh yeah, I'm very fortunate. I had a very precious and supernatural encounter with God when I was really young. My mom was saved before I was born, thank God. She came from a Jewish family, and she did pray with me in the name of Jesus, and I'm so grateful for that, what the Lord did in my mom and my dad's life before I was born. But unfortunately, they got divorced when I was just a baby, and were still working out their salvation. And my mom was also remarried two more times. And just as a result of that, you know, there was just a much instability, just chaos around our house. And, you know, just I think instability was probably, I mean, that would be like, unstable is the word, really, that I would describe the childhood being. And, you know, there were times where it was unsafe. However, I wasn't harmed. There were times when we didn't know where we were going to go or what we were going to, how we would eat. I saw my mom praying, and there was a time where, you know, a brown paper bag of groceries showed up at the front door. I saw the hand of God. I actually saw that when I was a child. I saw his protection and I saw his provision. And, you know, when things were chaotic in the home, I would go in my room and close the door, and I went straight to him. He was my best friend, and he was my peace. He was my counselor. And so, you know, I can describe the childhood with a lot of, you know, which sounds very dysfunctional and sad. However, when I look at it, I see just the greatness of God, because I see how my relationship with him was truly and authentically established, and it was real. And so for me, there was so many changes. We moved around here and there. We lived even in foster homes, battered women shelters. I was plenty all over the place. I don't remember a single school I went to growing up, a house that I lived in. And so as funny as that sounds, is that would be a negative. I really, really believe with all my heart it was the most beautiful season of my life, because that season taught me the consistency and the steadfast love of God. Like, he was unchanging. He was constant. He was the one thing that always was stable, always remained the same. And because of that season, my faith was so anchored that nothing could shake it.
You know, Becca, a couple things that stand out to me when I'm listening to you. One is, you know, it becomes your own when it has to be your own. So for a young person to have to send their roots down and find that the anchor holds, and that Jesus' love is a sustaining power, nobody can dispute your story as far as you experience that. But what we often do as parents is try to protect our kids from all trials, and then we try to put our faith on them and tell them what they ought to believe. But they're so preserved because we throw them the mattress before they fall down. You know, we try to do everything we can to shield them from harm. I mean, what right. if we were able to engage with them and allow them to be in a position to trust God so it could become their own, you know?
And, you know, now I'm a parent of three mm-hmm. daughters, and I am learning this, because it's so mm-hmm. interesting that you just mentioned this and the scripture that I chose to share right off the bat, because, you know, my mom went through so much guilt. She still to this day is apologizing to me, and I love my mom and I honor my mom. She's such a precious person and a beautiful soul. And, you know, she had to walk and work out her salvation and walk through things. And, you know, I have no blame towards her. I love her. And if anything, I honor her for, you know, giving me the greatest gift of all, Jesus. And then I always am reminding her, you know, it was through your weakness that I was able to see the Lord strong. It's okay, because you were on your knees. I had nowhere else to look but up. And so she mm-hmm. actually really taught me to rely on God. Now I'm a parent, and I'm throwing down the mattress. I don't want them to do that. And I'm going, this is not what, and it's like, you know, you don't want your kids to have to go through the hard things. You know, I don't want them to have to experience what I did. And so in a lot of ways, I'm learning a lot now through my own children. And it even teaches me that much more to be like so aware and so grateful that what my childhood was not, you know, a bad thing. It was actually, so I was so fortunate to learn all those things at such a young age.
I'm wondering if, you know, their studies are saying, as they follow it, a lot of, you know, the kids that are my age now, my kids are in their 30s, but they were saying, you know, the big screen TVs, the smoke, the bells and the whistles may have gotten kids in the door, but it didn't keep them in the faith. And they did a big study over the last 20 years. And the kids who stuck with the faith, the consistent denominators were that they were taught the word, not just at home, but at church. And they were put in a position to serve people who are less fortunate, because then it kind of puts them in a place of dependence. And I just think that's, boy, that's a great eye-opener. Now, before we go to break, the other thing that stood out to me in your story is the instability that you experienced, that God would bless you with your husband, Jack, who's the picture, an epitome of stability and steady Eddie.
Oh, my gosh,
I mean, what an incredible gift to you, Becca, that God would put you two together, you know?
Oh, yeah. He is just my greatest blessing ever.
He's such a great guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Praise God.
When
we come back, I want to hear, first of all, we've got a handful of copies of one of your albums. Can you remind me which album we're giving away today?
Oh, no. Stop.
You don't know.
I think he probably mailed you Mighty.
Okay. I think you're right. Because I think we're drawing from, but either way, friends, we've got five copies, five albums to give away of Becca's today. If you love surprises, then text the word book, even though it's an album, we just our automated system. Text the word book to 877-933-2484. It'll kick back a link and you can enter the drawing to win one of Becca's albums. But when we come back, we're going to play a song that's off of one of her older albums. But I'm just saying, you want to put your dancing shoes on, because when I'm down, I put this on. When I'm up, I put it on. I dance in my kitchen to this song. I've sent it to my family members. I love it so much. But I also want to come back, Becca. I want to find out how you kind of developed your style of music. Who influenced you and how did God kind of shape that in you? Talking to Becca Shea. And you've actually heard her. You've heard her on the radio before. In fact, her Christmas songs play often on lots of big radio stations. But anyway, we'll talk more with Becca Shea in a moment. Hope you're having a really great day. Thanks for tuning in to Suzy Larson Live, talking to my friend, artist Becca Shea. We call these artist corners, where we just get to talk with artists and let them share the stories behind the songs, and we get to play the full song, and it's just such a great opportunity. Becca and I did an event together a few years ago and became fast friends, and such a beautiful heart you have. And before we hear about just the shaping of your style, set up It's Well for us, because I just think people need to... this is a song I want you to put in your library, because especially in these days, sometimes you got to get up and dance. But tell us about It's Well.
It's Well, yeah. Well, you know, this whole album, this is on the Mighty album, and this entire time I was creating this project, I was pregnant with my third daughter, whose name is Hope, and I just felt like there was such a breath of hope over every song, and just... eternity, I would say. It was like the seasoning was eternity, and just to be mindful and to remember it. And so even It's Well, I think if you know It's Well with My Soul, you know, if you've ever heard the story behind that hymn and just the hope that was in that song, I mean, this, you know, the writer of this song lost his almost more than half his family, I believe. He lost his wife, his daughters. There was just there's something that what came from such pain, such a strong message of hope. And I think that's why we feel that when we hear the song. And so when I wrote It's Well, I was just thinking, you know, how no matter what we're facing in this life, I mean, there's so many situations, circumstances, especially the times now are just, they've been so, so pressing upon us in the sense of, just a lot of pain, I think, people are going through, whether it's relational or whatever. And I, you know, it's such a breath of hope to know that, you know, it's going to be okay. We have this hope that's eternal. This life is temporary. We're just literally standing here in the blip of the time span of an eternity. And if we can just finish our race, if we can just get through it, as long as we're with him, we'll be okay.
Indeed, you know, and not to postpone joy. I mean, to tell you, I think it's important to get up, and if you're not a dancer, then call it exercise. But when you hear this song, you're going to want to get up and move. Let's hear it. It's wherever he goes, I go. It's wherever he says, I say. It's wherever he wants, I want to. It's well. It's well with my soul, I'm doing fine. I've got a day who's always on time. My heart is better whenever I just keep my eyes on him. It's well when my tears are filled with joy. My greatest fears have all been destroyed. My faith is better. To tell you, Becca, you are so unbelievably talented. That makes my day every time I listen. Thank you for that song. Wow.
Thank you.
If you just tuned in and thought, this is talk radio, what is this song doing on the radio? That's Becca Shea. I'm Susie Larson. And every once in a while, we do a show we call Artist Corner. And Becca, we've probably got about 3.5 minutes. I'm trying to decide. No, I'm gonna wait to play Awake till we get to the other side so we can play the whole song. So let's do this. Let's talk about just first, how and when did you get the sense that God has gifted you in music, and talk about how your own style sort of evolved?
Wow, okay. You know, I had a really creative dad. He was very fun, and he was a performer. He was silly. And so he really made me just do the silliest things all the time. It would make me sing. And so I can't tell you that I was a great singer growing up. I don't remember. I just know that I was kind of pushed out there. And my family would get me to sing all the time for their entertainment. However, I started to become very expressive with music and singing and songwriting because of that, and in my own intimate time. So when things were, you know, were difficult, or I was often alone. I was an only child, so I was often alone, and I would have these little moments where I would be singing to God. And I remember writing a song probably at age 8 that I shared with people, and you know, my side of the family that I knew was all Jewish. And so so being able to share or express you know, my best friend, my feelings, it was really difficult because it wasn't so accepting. But one night, I remember I had an aunt that wanted me to perform for her friends, and I could not think of a song. And the only song I could think of was Via Dolorosa. Do you remember this song?
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
song from Sandy Patty.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and so I, and you know, there's Spanish. So I was like, well, if I sing it in Spanish, and I actually sang this, and I was hoping for the best, you know, that they weren't going to get offended. But what happened was something crazy, amazing, that their friends and my aunt as well, they both went on and on about how it touched them and how they got goosebumps and they had tingles, and one of her friends was like, had tears in her eyes. And so I was like, what is this? Like, what's going on? So it was the first time I think I realized that there was a response, you know, it was evoking a response in others. And I started to realize that there was something that it can do, and that there was this bridge, and there was this way to speak to people through music that you can't necessarily do through just speaking and through words. And, you know, I mean, it's a journey. God had to really help define what a calling was for me. And I had to get this, you know, revelation of what it was fully, but it took time, and over time I realized this was something that he gave me for a purpose. And I began to use it, and it was, yeah, it's been something that's been really fun, because a lot of times to me, it's, you know, it was hard for me to separate the personal enjoyment or the personal expression that belongs to me in my intimate moment, you know, but then knowing how it affects others, yeah, that the combination of that is really special.
Well, when we come back, we're going to play your song Awake. I'll have you set it up on the other side of the break. And we did find out that we've got 5 copies of Becca Shea's album Mighty. We're playing that song a little bit as well. Becca Shea's my guest today. You want in on the drawing? Just text the word book to 877-933-2484. Back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Suzy Larson Live. I'm talking to multiple award-winning recording artist Becca Shea, who is also a friend of mine. We did an event together a few years ago and just fell in love with each other, and it's just fun to highlight her music. She's got so much soul and such a beautiful heart. And we've got 5 copies of her album Mighty to give away. Her music will get you up and get you going. You can text the word book, even though it's an album, just because that's how our automated system works. Text just the word book to 877-933-2484 to enter the drawing. So, Becca, set up the song Awake.
Oh, yeah. Awake is, you know, I hear the word awake, and I literally can just, I picture a shofar. I picture that when the shofar blows, that trumpet sounds, it's like the sound of awake, awake. It's a call, and I know there was something about this song when we started it. I remember asking Shock to give me another drum song, like the song Heartbeat that we had made. And I could just feel, a heartbeat within this song. And just where we are during this whole season of a lot of shifting and a lot of things happening. And for the believers, the sound of the trumpet, that call awake, that awakening sound is such a exciting sound. It's a joyful thing because it's a sound of not just victory, but just like, there's a sound of hope. There's a sound of, our Messiah is with us and he's for us and he's coming. And, and for those who aren't, it's really threatening. It's a sound of terror, really. And it's not good. It's because it's like, there is a consequence, and so like get right. But also such a merciful and gracious God we have, because he's I feel like in this hour he's awakening the sons and daughters to know the truth and to choose now like whom they will serve. And so for me, this whole song is that. It's just a sound. I feel like a sound off to hey, those of you who are not, going on the right path, turn around and come back, and for those who are, like, rise up, because his promise is at hand. He's close. He's with us. He's coming soon.
Hallelujah. Let's listen to Awake with Becca Shea.
Getting brighter, brighter, brighter.
Rebecca, your songs just remind me of a war cry where we put a flag in the ground and we declare our God is coming for us, you know?
Yes.
Wow. Praise God. That's just so amazing. That's awake. And how about this one, Heartbeat? Tell me about that one.
Okay, so it was really birthed on a stage. I was had the privilege to lead worship, which it's not the most common thing is where I'm at like a conference and I get to lead worship with the band, but I was so thankful and grateful because I love that option and that opportunity to do that. And this band was incredibly anointed. It was a really powerful conference that was taking place. And while I was actually singing a song, which I can't even remember, I just remember all I could hear was the drum and this, like, my heartbeat was thumping. I had to stop and literally turn to all of the instruments at one point because it was so resounding inside my heart. Like, it was just so big that I had to tell the guitar player, the bass player, the keyboard, I told them all to stop. And I just looked at the drummer and asked them to just do the kick drum. And I'd never before done this. And I still to this day think back on it and go, oh my gosh, that was a crazy moment. But I did this like war dance, like this crazy warrior, like joy dance, which, you know, could have totally got me like fired. Hey, like you're never coming back again. What in the world was that? Like, it was just this really crazy moment. And if it hadn't been, there was a moment prior to that was just so, so holy. There was this really, really amazing moment where, you know, we just, the King of Glory really just came in the room and his presence was so powerful. And it was just this moment of just utter glory. It was just honor and glory and humility. It was so powerful. And I think it really set me up to be able to have that freedom when that happened to just go for it. To which even afterwards, you know, all the little thoughts in your mind are like, what did I just do? What was that? But we had been in Arizona. We were in Arizona and a few people in the back, they actually at the end came up to me. They were Native American and they started confirming all these different things that God was showing them through that. And it was so powerful. And I had all these questions, but I knew it was something so powerful and it was totally a move of the Spirit. But I didn't have the full revelation of it yet. I just remember going home and feeling like, wow, that was so powerful. It felt like freedom and joy, but also war. It was really interesting. And so I remember that heartbeat sound, that drum just kept going and going. And I said, Shock, we have to release this. There's a song to this and I'm not sure what it is yet. I started doing all this research and finding out more and more meaning. I found out even my heritage, like the Cherokee background that I had, and I was learning all these new things and wondering what God was doing through that. And then I started having dreams of all of the tribes and all of the nations and all of these faces. So I was, you know, one of the dreams was like, I just saw like these faces flipping like a deck of cards. And it was like a different culture on each card. It was like every time you flip it, it was like a different color, a different face, different, you know, all the, you know, the dress and it was just so beautiful. And all these beautiful faces that God had made and colors. And so he started speaking to me on that. And the word just that was resounding was unity and just the power of unity and how the kingdom is, you know, God bringing us together in the kingdom. And the only way we can do that is through the blood of Yeshua and blood of Jesus, you know, and that was just something so powerful when he actually, my husband produced this track for Heartbeat. It was like, it just flowed out the words. I just allowed the Holy Spirit to write the song. And I didn't know at the time how powerful this was going to be, but it made so much sense because everything that was going on at the time and even now, it's just a song. It's such a relevant song and relevant message that we need to hear and we need to remember that it's about kingdom and anything that's not of him is separating us, but he brings us together.
Well, let's play. We'll play a portion of it as we go out to break.
some people for God. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It's your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant. The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to Suzy Larson Live, talking to Becca Shea. More with her music and her stories behind the songs in just a moment.
I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go home, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known.
Glad to have you tuning in to Suzy Larson Live, talking to multiple award-winning artist Becca Shea. Again, she and I met a few years ago. We did an event together. I spoke. She led worship, and I just love this woman, and her music is soulful, and it's powerful. Before we play the song King, I would just love to know, Becca, we've only connected a couple times during this whole COVID crisis, but just your 30,000-foot views, you've watched what's unfolded in 2020. Now here we are in 21. Just the times, the how things seem to be accelerating. What is your sense about what God is saying to the church? What's going on in our midst?
Wow, it's a loaded question with a loaded answer. But to sum it up, I would say, you know, I sit back and I thank him because he has really been just a revealer through this season. There's a wheat and tare. There's a divide, and we've seen it, and we've seen faith versus fear. And it comes down to, you know, us all the body really choosing whether we're going to live by faith and walk by faith or walk by fear. And then those who are unsaved, you know, what are we going to do to step up? And what are we going to step up, rise up and shine and be able to share the truth with those who are lost? And so there's just been this painful experience. You know, I always think about that scripture that says it's going to be a great and terrible day. And yeah. I just feel like that. So I just feel like I breathe that every day. Like I see the painful, you know, terrible part, but then I'm also walking in so much peace and so much joy. So grateful that, you know, we have this amazing hope and this promise and this great God who's so faithful for us. You know, and so I think in this hour, really, it's been like a charge. It's been challenging to say, hey, you know, this is our time. This is our time to rise up and love and shine brighter than ever and really reach people with the love of God and to be bold and speak the truth and for what it is. You know, we have to speak the truth. We can't code it, you know, but we have to also realize that there's going to be people that fall away, and it's so painful. And yeah, I think for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And yeah. It's been, you know, one of those things too. I've had to learn balance. I've had to learn, like, you know, I don't need to save the world. Yeshua, Jesus did that. However, I need to be obedient as much as I can. When he tells me to do something, I need to do it and listen to his voice. And every day we have all these choices we have to make. And you know, of course, I'm always going to put my family first. And yeah, it's been this beautiful, beautiful season of grace. Our family has walked through a really, you know, beautiful season, but in the sense of, you know, our hearts, but then being able to be sensitive to everyone around us who's going through really hard seasons has been the hard part, you know, and really feeling other people's pains and feeling the weight that's upon those, you know, that we love. That's been really hard. But, mm-hmm. you know, being awakened to the reality of faith versus fear, it really comes down to that.
Yeah.
Do we believe God is who he really is? I've been so disappointed in some people who I thought were really, really, really people who lived by faith until the waters got shook, you know, until the earth mm-hmm. got shook and all the things happened. And then we thought, wow, wait a minute, you know? And so, you know, our job is not to worry about that, but to worry about, like, man, but I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to choose faith every day. And I'm going to believe God is exactly who he says he is and who I believed him to be and who I've spoken him to be every day. And that's how I'm going to live. Mm-hmm. And nothing can change that. And so that's our job, you know, is mm-hmm. to keep our hearts pure, to guard our hearts and to be very aware of what's going on around us so that we can not be moved by the world, but by him.
I think the Lord, as painful as this is, and the enemy has meant this all for so much evil, the Lord has done us a great favor to show us
Yay.
What we're really dealing with, because it showed us the state of the church. It showed us the state of our unbelieving neighbors. It showed us the state of our cities and our nations, because all of this stuff was boiling beneath the surface, right? And and even, you know, I hear so many Christians who want to go back to the way it was, but the way it was is we probably looked the part, but we were benign in our influence. Evidenced by the times that we're in. So I feel like it's been a great favor to us to go, okay, now we're seeing what we're made of. We see what's in us. So Lord, have your way. Transform us and rise up in our day. And so, man, we can either lament about, you know, our comforts from behind, or we can go, Lord, give us faith for moving forward. But okay, we've just got a few minutes left. Do you just say a quick word, if you would, about King?
Yeah, King is, you know, I think, you know, when we take a moment to really honor the Lord, like, we have to, you know, acknowledge the fact that he is the King of all kings. He reigns and he rules over all. He's in control. He's the King of the universe. There's this precious, my 4-year-old is saying this prayer every night now. It's so precious. She memorized, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." You know, she learned this whole thing, and it's so, so beautiful. But to think that that prayer is like the model prayer that Jesus, Yeshua, actually said, pray like this, you know, and he said that. Mm-hmm. And I love that because, you know, it's like, this is perfect. He said to do it this way. Well, in Jewish culture, they have this prayer. They pray over all of the different things, over the Seder, over the Shabbat meal, over the wine, over the bread. They do these things, but they always start the prayer with this preface, and it's, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, right?
I love it.
So how blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. And it's Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. And it just starts with that. And I just like that because you just put God in his place where he belongs. He is the king, and he is the king of the universe. And oh, how blessed is he. And I just thought, you know, I grew up hearing that all the time. It's familiar to my ear. But how cool would that be if I was to put that in a song and let, you know, others get their ear attuned to this prayer, because this is the very words that Yeshua even prayed.
All right. We got about 2 minutes to play, so we're going to play it and wrap today's conversation with Becca Shea. Let's listen in.
There's only one of you, and you're the only one, the one in whom my life and every life flows from, the one who has been and is to come. Only way, one truth, then you're the only one.
Open my ears to hear you, teach my heart to fear you. That's Becca Shea. He is the king of the universe, and he's coming again. Becca was my guest today. Thank you, my dear. This was great. And friends, thanks for listening. We'll meet you back here next time.
To follow you, my king.
Thanks for listening to this conversation from Suzy Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.